This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, welcome everyone. A good Erev Shabbos. As we continue our learning, finishing the sixth parak and starting the seventh parak of Masechtas Kelim. I mean, it has 30 parakim, but we are making a significant inroads into what is not an easy Masechta and is really enlarging our knowledge of Tyrus. It's not something that's learned by many people. And you know, when we say in our Shemad Esrei, Hashiveinu Avinu Asarisecha, we say, return us, our Father, to your Torah. Why return us? Because Reb Chaim Kanievsky explains, Zech Tzadik Lebrachas Chus Yagin Aleinu, return us to what we learned in our mother's womb. And since we learned Kol HaTorah Kula in our mother's womb, so we're doing something that many people don't get a chance to return to. So we're really accomplishing. We are sponsored by the Fisher family, Lilinishmas Basi Bas Rabbitshlam Ben Avraham Halevi, Pel Bas Ruvain. We learn Lilinishmas David Ben Chaim, Lufu Shalem, Fel Yom Hashem Chari Sar, Yaakov Ben Bas Yilea, Schusav Avraham Yom Ben Shma Malkis Yehudas, by Yol Klugman and family for the Parnas and Gesund and Nachas, Lufu Shalem, Fel Avig Durai, Ben Rifka, and the Bas Chari Sar, Yitzhak Ben Siyah Medusha, Rifka Bashi Vilea, Aaron ben Sarah, Chana ba Shoshabina, Moshmeh ben Esther Fradl, Yitzchak Mordechai ben Esther Bracha, and Meir ben Chaya Sarah, they should have a refu shalema, b'sarik shachar Yisrael. So the Mishnah says, again, shtei avonim, sha'asom kira, two stones next to each other, chibra metit, so in between is considered a where you put a fire and you put a pot on top, it's considered a valid stove, and it's mekabel tumah. But then what you did is samach luzu evan achas mikan, luzu evan achas mikan. You put one stone on one side of it and one stone on the other side of it. So now you're making two more areas to put two more stoves. Remember, the middle two became tumah, but now the middle two, half of that stone is shared with the new place on the right, and half of that stone is shared with the new place on the left. So, samach lezu evan achas mikan, lezu evan achas mikan, then the two middle stones, chetzia shelzu tmeya v'chetzia tahira, let's say the stone on the left, the inner part is tamei, because that's what's used for the pot in the middle that became tamei. V'chetzia, the outer part, which is used now for the new oven on the outside, is tahira. And the same thing on the other side. V'chetzia shilzu tameh, the inner part is tameh. V'chetzia tahira. Nitlu tahiras, if you take away the two outside stones, then the whole stones, the tumah returns to them. Chazru elu l'tumasim, now they're only part of the inside oven, and the tumah comes back. Okay, now we start the seventh parak, and remember I told you five parakim about ovens. This is the third parak. Now, balabatim, homeowners, make an oven, but instead of the bottom of the oven being the floor, they have what's called a kalos, which is, it has a base. So, and the fire sits on the base. So, our klosay shel bali batim, the base of bali batim, shenifkasa, the base got part of it was eaten away. So, the fire, therefore, is going to be further away from the top, because normally the fire sits on the base, but now part of the base got eaten up, so the fire is going to be lower. So shenifkasa, if it eroded, it deteriorated. Pachas mishleisha tvachim, if it's less than three tvachim, tameya. Shehu masik milmatin, because still when you fire up the fire below, ukdei rabishlam milmalin, the pot still will heat up above. Yes, mikan, but if it deteriorates to more than three tvachim low, so then it won't really warm up the pot on the top. So tahira. Now, it doesn't help to put in the hole, nasin even oitzror, if you put a rock or pebbles, well, that's not an oven, right? Rock or pebbles don't finish off an oven. Tahira. However, merka betit, if you then coat it with clay, then mekabel is tumah mekanal abav, and it's mekabel tumah again. And zuhais a tshuvas Rabbi Yehuda, and this was proof, the answer that Rabbi Yehuda gave. V'tana shenosnu al pi abura al pi ados. Remember, we said if you put an oven on top of a pit or on top of a standing reservoir, a cistern, or on top of a stone-lined cistern. So we said if you wedged the pot in with a rock on the side and you wedged it into a hole on top of the bar, so Rabbi Yehuda says that if when you fire up the fire on the bottom, it warms it up, then it's mekabel tumah. If not, it's not mekabel tumah. The same idea that we're learning over here. If you're on the West Coast and you have time yet, if you didn't do so, you could listen to my for the Shabbos Nasa table or Nasa Gems, both very nice shiurim. And we want to remind you that Daf Yomi Matzah Shabbos is 10:45, where we will learn Be'ezus Hashem Daf Chavtes and Lamed in Chulin. Next week Daf Yomi is 9:05. ZoomDaf.com. Go to meeting code all in caps RMMW and join our really nice family of people that learn Daf together and interact with one another. And again, if you want to sponsor any share, 718-916-3100, rmmwsi@aol.com. You want to support my efforts, you could send to either Zelle or PayPal at that email, rmmwsi, Rabbi Moshe Meroy, Staten Island, at aol.com. Thank you for joining us. Have a good Shabbos and everything wonderful.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.